Welcome to Power Coach Radio with your hosts, Power Coaches Nick Dillon and Benicia Ponder. Each week, the Power Coaches bring you the best in inspiration, motivation, and empowerment to equip you to live your best life now. Get ready to believe in your highest potential, discover exciting new opportunities, and prosper beyond your wildest dreams. Here are your hosts, Nick Dillon and Benicia Ponder.
Happy Friday and welcome to Power Coach Radio. I am Benicia Ponder, joined by my fabulous co-host, Mr. Nick, the Believe Coach Dillon. Happy Friday, Nick.
Happy Friday to you too.
Yay, we are wrapping up February, 2 months of the year already gone. Can you believe
that's it? That's right. It went by really quick.
Yes, this is the last day of February, and I just, you know, I say this all the time. If people aren't living their dreams and going after what they really want in life, I have no idea what they're waiting on because time passes so quickly. And, you know, 2 months have already passed, and before you know it, half of the year will have passed. So today, Nick, I'm encouraging everyone who is listening to our show to really start looking back at what has happened over these last 2 months of 2014 and to see where they want to go and how they want to be different 2 months from now so that when the end of the year comes, they won't find themselves just stuck somewhere looking back and saying, where did the time go by? So that was my little rant for the beginning of the show because, you know, it just startles me sometimes to see how quickly time flies.
Yeah, it is, you know, as you just stated, we're at the end of February, and actually January started out with a whirlwind, and February is kicking up even higher, and a lot of things and initiatives that I had for the month of February have happened. I had an opportunity to go to North Dakota, which is actually, believe it or not, colder than Wisconsin.
I can imagine.
So, and as I was there earlier this month, I was advised that they usually try to shy away from having events during January and February because it's so cold. So I was of the impression that it couldn't get any colder than Wisconsin was, certainly in January, but it's all good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to even talk about cold. You know, I can't deal with that. So we're going to move right along because, being cold is just not my thing. So I commend you, and I'm just admirous of you. Battling that cold each and every winter up there. So, so definitely we are looking forward to a wonderful show today. This is our last show of the month, and so this show is all about Power Coach moments. We reserved this last show of the month to really dive deep in and answer our listener questions. So today we have questions from listeners. I think that people are already on the line to ask us questions, which is so amazing that people are calling in now to ask their questions because this has become such a popular segment on our show. If you have a Power Coach moment question and you want to ask us live on the air, make sure you give us a call at 347-850-1726. That's 347-850-1726. Now, I'll tell you that because we have so many people in line, if you cannot get on today's show, definitely make sure you send us your question, and you can do that by sending an email to powercoachradio@gmail.com. That's powercoachradio@gmail.com, and you can email us your question, and we'll make sure that we get you live on the air for an upcoming show. Well, Nick, did I miss anything in the announcements today?
I think you've covered everything well. We want to also let our listening audience know to follow us and follow the show on Facebook. We do have a
yes.
Facebook fan page, and we welcome you to like us and keep in touch with us and certainly reach out to us on there as well. You just go on facebook.com/powercoachradio. You can visit our website if you know of or can suggest of an awesome guest that we could have on the show. Just have them go on our website and click on the guest on the show tab and fill out that information accordingly. Our website is powercoachradio.com. So we're pretty consistent in everything we got going here so that we make it easy for you.
Yes, yes. Now I want to let the listeners know, too, that at powercoachradio.com, they can also listen to the archives of past shows. So if you missed a show, you can definitely go back and check out those archives at our website, powercoachradio.com. Well, Nick, I think it's time for our first Power Coach Moment question.
Okay. We are going to take our first call here from Teresa, and I'll let Teresa tell us where she's calling from, and we'll get her question. We're excited to have you, Teresa, on the line, so we can certainly let you ask your question and get some advice from both Benicia and I, and we will make it happen. So welcome to the show, Miss Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. I'm calling from Madison. I do have a question. I've been having this problem where I've been trying to finish school with getting my master's degree, and it's been hanging over my head for like almost 3 years now. And all I need to do to get my degree is finish a paper. And for some reason, I cannot get this paper done. And it's really bothering me because I've written many papers before for school with my bachelor's degree, but this, it just seems like this is something hard for me to get done or to accomplish so that I can get my degree and move on. And it's been, you know, held over my head for like 3 years now, and I'm just stuck.
Okay.
So I guess I just need some advice on how to get unstuck and to get this done, get it finished.
Okay. Well, I'm going to defer that question to Miss Unstoppable You, Benicia. Come on now.
Well, Teresa, let me ask you this. So the paper is the only thing that's standing in your way from you getting your master's degree?
Yes, the only thing. The only thing. Like I said, it's been like 3 years. I just took my comprehensive exam a couple of months ago, took that test, passed it. It's just the paper. I don't know why I'm having such a problem with finishing this paper.
And so let's take our focus off the paper for a second. What does this master's degree mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a lot. Me being the only out of my mother's five kids, me being the only one to even accomplish getting a college degree. So it you know, it means a lot to me. And to be able to show her, she's 94, and for me to be able to show her this paper, you know, see what I accomplished, your youngest daughter have done, and, you know, to show the rest of my siblings that, you know, this is something I went after and was able to do, and then to being a role model for my son, you know, to show him that, you know, education is important, and look at your mom, you know, look at what I've accomplished. But I'm not understanding why I just can't get this paper done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like to do, and I'll tell you, Teresa, I've been in the same situation many times before. It's just like that one thing, that setting in your way between you and your biggest goal. And the reason why I asked you to focus on what the degree meant to you or what it means to you is because in order for you to move past this area of stuckness, and sometimes we get so caught on why are we stuck and what is this keeping us stuck, when if we shift our focus just a little bit and we focus on what just accomplishing the goal means and make the goal and its accomplishment bigger than the place where we're stuck, then sometimes we get some more momentum there. Sometimes it's so much easier to focus on that bigger picture and take smaller steps going towards the goal when you have that vision in front of you and it's so much bigger than the challenge. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is, really look at why this is important to you. Really, just really visualize that. Why is achieving this so important to you? And then look at, okay, this paper. So how do we tackle this paper? Now, whether it's 50 pages or 20 pages, I'm not sure. But The first thing is to just, start writing. Just start writing anything on that topic. Just start getting your momentum flowing, as you're thinking about, okay, it will feel so great to, to have my mom come to my graduation. It would, feel so wonderful for me to be able to show my son that these things are possible, that he can accomplish anything. It will be so amazing for me to be a role model to my siblings and to others around me. Just start keep that in your mind and just start writing, just whatever, and give yourself permission not to be perfect. Give yourself permission to do it a little bit wrong, because what I'm hearing a little bit of is, what if I write this paper and, it's not good? Or what if I write
it's
this paper
good.
And
yeah.
I don't
yep.
get my degree? I'm hearing that. So just give yourself permission to do it badly first, because every first draft is bad, no matter if you're, Pulitzer Prize winner or what, every first draft needs improvement. So give yourself just the permission to write it all out, get that first draft done, and then go back and edit it. But just know that you have done such an amazing job just getting to this point. You have the knowledge. You passed the comprehensive exam, so you know what you're doing.
Right.
Just keep that in mind, and I think it's going to work out for you, but don't let, just we're talking about in the beginning of the show, the time flies, and you could probably say that you did not think 3 years ago that you would be still wrestling with this paper.
Right.
Because, time flies very fast. So, like I said, I'm going to recap because I said a lot. So just, keep that vision in front of you. Just continue to imagine your mom and your son and your sisters and your brothers and, just being so proud of you, that sense of accomplishment that you're going to have. Know that you can do it because you have the knowledge, you passed the test, you can do it, and give yourself permission that the first draft may not be, what you're going to turn in, but it's going to be something that you can go back and edit.
Okay.
So, Nick, you have anything to add into here?
Great advice. I would say really pay attention to your self-talk and that conversation that you're having with yourself that is talking you out of moving forward. Really pay attention to that. And also, don't look at it right now. When you see that paper and what you got to get done, it looks huge. It looks like, wow, I got this to do. But the reality is, if you just, I think Benicia mentioned this a little bit as well, is if you just say, today I'm writing the introduction. That's the only thing I want to accomplish. Tomorrow I'm just going to write one paragraph or two paragraphs, or tell yourself I'm going to write a page. I'm going to do an article, research something, and I'm going to write on that. I'm going to look for something else to add to the paper and write on that. And literally on a calendar, excuse me, give yourself deadlines to get a piece of each phase done. And before you know it, as you just give yourself little small timelines, you will have all the pieces in front of you. It's just a matter of formatting. And so because I've been there where you say to yourself, you know, I got this big project done, and the mere fact of saying the big project makes it seem overwhelming, and sometimes that can become disabling. Sometimes we can hold ourselves hostage to it's just looming out there. So step back, pause, breathe, and remember those people that you want to influence and those people that you want to certainly see it happen. You know, beyond that, do it for you. And by doing it for you, it'll create that momentum that you want to see. Visualize, as Benicia said, your mom smiling. Your son with a big grin on his face saying, "Wow, I can do it," you know, and you'll do it. You'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, thanks. Hopefully next time I call in, I will be able to tell you guys, hey, I finally got this paper done and I have my degree in hand.
In fact, when you get it done, we want you to call in and let us know the update.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Great question there.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's something that a lot of people deal with, being in that stuck place and, you know, having goals and dreams that they just have one more thing to accomplish. And I see it all the time, but that advice that you gave about taking it one step at a time was perfect, because you can't swallow the elephant whole, as I like to say. You have to eat the elephant one bite at a time. And so taking those small baby steps will really help you to get to your goal. So thank you, Teresa, again for calling in. We appreciate that. Nick, is it time for a commercial break so we can hear from our sponsors?
Yes, let's take a commercial break. We'll be right back with another Power Coach moment.
It's time to get off your butt. Link up with go-getters, game changers who are committed to taking it to the next level. If where you are is not where you desire to be, let Deatra Trueheart of Trueheart Speaks Enterprises be the catalyst to push you into purpose. Join her newest monthly coaching program, the Catalyst Club Inner Circle. Get more information at www.trueheartspeaks.com.
You are listening to Power Coach Radio.
Welcome back to Power Coach Radio. I'm your host, Nick Dillon, joined by the lovely Miss Benicia Ponder, and we are in the midst of some great conversation, great advice, great tips. This is the part of our show, and a part of we get to do a little bit of it with each show, but we've dedicated at least one show a month to just spending the hour of the show answering questions and hopefully giving some positive advice that keeps people moving forward and making some positive choices in their life. And we have our next caller who has a question, and I believe it is Miss Nicole, and I will let Miss Nicole tell us where she is calling from, and she will give us her Power Coach question. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Great. Give us your Power Coach question, Nicole, and let us take it away.
Okay, my Power Coach question is, in 2014, is it possible to date or be in a relationship and still maintain your spiritual belief of celibacy or abstinence without having to compromise one for the other.
Okay. Ms. Benicia, I'll let you go first on that one again.
My answer is yes, definitely so. I wish Troy was on with us this show because he's our relationship expert. But I will tell you that, you know, it's definitely possible. And I think that if you want to date someone who fits with your beliefs and is the perfect match for you, you definitely want somebody who will be able to honor what your decisions are, whether it's to be abstinent or whatever decision that you're making for the relationship as it relates to you and what's in your best interest. You would want to have somebody who can do that. Now, will it be difficult? Maybe. You know, a lot of, you know, this society is, you know, abstinence is not celebrated at all. But there are still guys out there who honor that, and guys who are wanting that for themselves to find that special someone. So, yes, it's definitely possible. I applaud you for having values and standards as you are dating. And I say keep with it.
Okay.
And I just have one small added bonus to that. Don't compromise. Mm-hmm. So you have your standard. You have your values and beliefs, and you hold that value. You maintain that value and that significance and self-respect that you have for yourself. Believe that in yourself. And if you meet a guy who really wants you for you, then they will respect those standards of you. And then beyond them respecting it, it's just a matter of mentally and emotionally maintaining your ground.
Okay.
So that would be our advice for you, Ms. Nicole.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It was nice to get two perspectives other than my own about being able to maintain that in a dating setting in 2014.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, and congratulations, and keep making it happen.
Thank you.
Take care. Another good question there.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's definitely something that's of great importance to some people. And I remember, you know, I'm thinking about, what's the name of that book? Steve Harvey's book, where he has that whole 90-day rule thing, you know, don't have, you know, have sex with, you know, someone new until you get to know them. And I think that's so very important. A lot of times we rush into intimacy, we rush into things in a relationship, and it may not be someone that you are going to spend the rest of your life with, so you end up giving them something that you can never give back. So I think there is definitely value in celibacy and abstinence until marriage. I definitely preach that to my daughter because, you know, it really is important to save something for marriage. So thank you so much,
exactly.
Nicole. That was a, you know, great question calling in with.
Yes, that was a courageous question. So I kudos to you for that one. Okay, we have another caller, and this caller, I'll let her, Miss Letitia, and I will let her tell you where she is calling from. And I'd like to say, Miss Letitia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. My name is Letitia, as Nick stated, and I'm calling from Milwaukee. My question is that I am an idea generator. I can think of numerous ideas, but I am hesitant about pulling the trigger and really stepping out on my own for fear of having a safety net. How do you push yourself beyond your fears to really pursue your passion without the fear of failure?
Great question. Go for it, Benicia.
Oh, gosh. Well, Letitia, I will tell you, there's always going to be fear. But the great people that are able to succeed and really live out their passions in their life are people who feel the fear and do it anyway. And so, you know, there is, you know, we have to have that ability to look at our passions and our purpose and our mission in life as something that's bigger than our challenges. When we talked to Teresa earlier during her Power Coach Moment segment, what I started out by asking her was, you know, what does this mean to you? A lot of times we allow what's standing in our way to be bigger than our goal, and that definitely does keep us stuck. But if we start to allow that vision and that goal to be bigger, and I say this to people all the time, you have got to look at that thing that you're pursuing, especially when you know that this is something that is meant for you to do. You talk about being an idea generator. You talk about having, you know, just a lot of passion in your business. Well, it sounds to me like you know that this is your mission in life. This is your purpose in life. This is where you're meant to be doing, your destiny, if you will. So you keep that in mind. And a practical thing that I do, just to keep the fear at bay, I look at my vision every single day. I look at those ideas, those visions that I have, and I look at them every single day, and I get re-energized and engaged in those visions every morning and every evening. And that helps me to just know, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I was here for. Yes, the fear is going to come, but, hey, I'm going after this. And as Nick told Teresa, that self-talk that you know, use when you're talking to yourself about these things is really important. You've got to tell yourself, this is, you know, this is more important. I can do this, and just keep going with it. And so that's what I have to have, Nick. What about you?
I would say, Ms. Letitia, I can hear the passion and certainly the level of creativity in your voice as you even express the answer. And I want to share this personal story with you, because it's just my own personal story. And, you know, when we get in the mindset, and certainly if you have an entrepreneurial business mind, savviness, and you've done your research in terms of what you want to do, it's easy to fall into the mindset of, we got this safety net. We've got this comfort zone, if you will, certainly if you work for an employer. And that employer puts in your mind, especially if that's all we've ever known, that I will pay you every 2 weeks or twice a month or once a month, but at least it's guaranteed something that I'm going to give you. And I'm going to give you all of this. I'm going to give you this much each month or each week or whatever, and here's what I expect of you. And what we don't get sometimes is that sometimes what we may visualize as, say, a 40-hour-a-week job turns into a 50 and 60 and sometimes 70-hour-a-week job. And then when you sit down and do that checks and balances on what your hourly rate was for the month, it's a whole lot less than what they wooed you with when you got the job. And it becomes less and less worth it. And so what I did for myself is that when I had these moments like I'm hearing you say, I started a strategic plan. And that strategic plan was, I need to, and this really meant me doing it, I need to sacrifice. So I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to get me, in my mind, in my words, a side hustle, because I want to move in the space of my passion and purpose. So I need to build up a nest egg here that's about a couple of months worth of bills being paid, and then which will give me time to just move into my purpose. And it may be something where you still may have a diversification of income, because I'm real big on that. You want to think in terms of, if I move from the space I'm in now, how do I build myself up a new level of security? And the new level of security is simply different multiple streams of income. You can be where you are and put your plan in action, your plan can actually be launched where you are right now. And as contracts are signed and things happen that allows you to launch, then that's doing it strategic. You know, depending on your situation, you might have to plan it. You know, we're certainly not suggesting quit your job today and go do it. You know, just do it strategically so that you move yourself in that direction that you really want to go. And once you're out there, I like to tell people all the time, I'm so far outside of my comfort zone, I don't really care no more. Because I've just been making choices and decisions. I mean, and I'm watching myself that as I slowly move out, and trust me, there's a level of fear there, and there's a level of uneasiness there, but that just tells me I'm closer to where I want to be. And then when I just get out there, you know, you're just out there. Everything is your motivation. You're defining your value, your worth, and you're moving ahead and making things happen. You would be surprised the momentum you gain once you just go ahead and just put yourself out there. You know, if you've done your research and you put your plan together and you tap into the networks that you got, certainly you can make this, what I'm here envision, happen. You know, think about collaboration. Think about, you know, a way that you could potentially start what you want to do and still be working where you're at, you know? And then as that starts growing, you slowly pull yourself away. I can tell you, I started a business, and how I ran the business was with all my vacation days. And then that soon turned into, I used all my vacation days, and I went to my employer and said, you know what, just don't pay me for the day. And then that went to, okay, can I be a part-time consultant? And then that went to, you know what, we're good. You know, so strategically doing it so that it works effectively for you will ultimately be, I think, an awesome deal for you. But you got to see yourself there. You got to believe that you can do it. And then just push yourself out. Just push yourself out like that baby pushes the mother eagle pushes the baby out of the nest. You got to push yourself on out there. And it's going to be uneasy. It's going to be uncomfortable. And I'm not going to lie and tell you, you might eat some beans or something a few days. But you know what? You know what? We ate them when we was little, and we didn't miss no meals. So go for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for that courageous call, and good luck to you. And stay connected. We would love for you to call in and let us know how those future choices you made worked out.
I can definitely do that.
Thank you so much, and take care. Another great question, Benicia.
I love Power Coach Moment Friday. I love this. It's amazing because we get to talk to our listeners live on the air, and a whole show dedicated, you know, it's difficult to do a, you know, a full out coaching session and really get in deep. I would like to try that, you know, on an upcoming show. Maybe in March we do a real coaching session live on the air where we kind of dive a little bit deeper and help people to come with some real breakthroughs. But this is so super amazing. We get to give advice and hopefully help our listeners to move along in some of these areas of challenge in their lives.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back continuing our Power Coach Moment segments.
Want a business that fulfills your soul's purpose and gives you financial freedom? Do you have the essential elements to make sure it happens? Prosper in Your Purpose gives you the 7 essential elements you need to grow a thriving, prosperous business. If you miss even one of these, you can get overwhelmed quickly, and worse yet, underpaid and undervalued for the work you are destined to do. What you need is a very simple and easy to implement process that takes your purpose and makes it profitable fast. As an attorney, Venetia Ponder's clients pay her thousands of dollars to develop money-making business plans that don't skip any step. Yet, for less than one latte, you will have the essential elements to create a prosperous business with a step-by-step guide. Prosper in Your Purpose is now available at Amazon.com. Order your copy today.
You are listening to Power Coach Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Power Coach Radio. We are so excited about today's show. We have been engaging in Power Coach moment consultations, if you will, with some of our listening audience. And we're going to take a break from that for a moment because we have a very special guest on the line today. Now, each week we talk to entrepreneurs and business owners, motivators, who are really making a difference in the world around us. And today we have Sister Freya Morani, who is making a difference in the lives of mothers and children. She is a doula, and she specializes in helping new mothers with breastfeeding. And I think that is so amazing because we talk about coaches in a lot of different areas, and we talk about teachers and trainers. And there are so many different ways that you can use your special talents and your special gifts. So I'm excited to have Sister Freya come on the show as our guest. Welcome.
So much. Thank you so much, Benicia. I am delighted to be here today.
Yes, yes. So tell us about what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Since we're on Power Coach Radio, I mean, I consider myself a pregnancy coach, a healthy pregnancy coach. So I really, I work with mothers and families. Essentially, I work with the mom, but that also entails working with her partner, working with her close friends, or her mother or father, whoever's going to be in her intimate circle in terms of her pregnancy, her labor, her birth, delivery, and the early parenting of her newborn. So really empowering the mothers to be informed consumers of healthcare, to really trust their instinct and become confident, especially for the first-time moms, to become confident in their decision-making, understanding that your birth is your birth. It's not a cookie-cutter situation because of your family dynamics, your heritage, your preferences, your background. All of those things will help shape what kind of experience you're going to have or you would like to have, and understanding all of the various options available to you. It doesn't just have to be, you know, you go to the OB, you go to the hospital like everybody else, but there's a myriad of opportunities to make this a very special experience. Even if a mom has had other children, each birth is different, and each child is only born once. So we try to make that experience not only healthy for mom and baby, but spiritual, divine, special, sacred, because this is the time that this child is coming into the world. So I love what I do, needless to say.
I can hear it in your voice, and I'm so glad that you talked about each pregnancy and each mom and child being unique, because I've met so many people who say, well, you have to go the natural route. You know, you have to do this and you have to do that when it comes to having your baby. And, you know, I didn't have any kind of drugs. I went the natural route, and I think that was only because I had a very quick labor and delivery, but everybody's not the same. And so I'm very glad that you are looking at the individual mother and child as as you coach them into healthy pregnancy and childbirth. So talk a little bit more about what is a doula?
A doula is a woman, usually, a woman who assists a woman through childbirth. There's sort of two schools of thought around doulas. One school of thought being, you know, you focus more so on just the birth, being there for the mom during her birth and her labor with comfort measures, helping advocate for the mother, for her wishes, helping facilitate communication between that mother and her healthcare professionals, be it an OB or a midwife that's going to deliver her baby. And also on the postpartum side, being with that mom in the first weeks of bringing her baby home and helping her adjust to her newborn, her mother, her motherhood, that would include breastfeeding support, infant care, just caring for the mom, making sure she's eating well, making sure she's staying hydrated, making sure she's getting the amount of adequate rest so that she can recuperate after having given birth. So my school of thought is I'm comprehensive. So I am with mother from the time she knows she's pregnant and she hires me to be her doula all the way through baby's like 2 months. I am consistently in that family's life, coaching them through every moment, helping them pick pediatricians, helping them find lactation consultants, helping them plan their nursery, helping them decide are they going to cloth diaper, are they going to use regular diapers, all of those things, sleeping, sleep coaching, all of that I do. So I'm very comprehensive in my approach to providing those services because I just think that continuity and consistency really helps. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the mothers are going from this provider to that provider but like having the same doula throughout all of that really helps them be grounded in transitioning into being new parents.
Mhm. Mhm. Definitely. Now, Nick, I know this is way outside of your comfort zone, but did you have any questions for Freya?
First of all, kudos to what you do, because in each one of those situations, I'm sure since you really establish a relationship with the mom, the family, and her entire support system, I would imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, even as that coach in your role, it has to become emotional with each family because to go through that process with them and really to be able to work with them has to have some sort of emotion come out on your end. And then my second question was, have you or do you have a program that is geared toward, you know, those cases where you have those single moms who have no support system?
Okay, absolutely. And to address your first question about the emotional aspect of it, yes, I used to cry at every birth. I finally stopped doing that. I'd be crying right along with the family. I finally stopped doing that after I've done so many births, but it's not like I'm an OB who's seeing, you know, 20 patients a day and everybody's a number. Like, I really connect with every single baby. I call them my doula babies. I know when their birthday is, when they're walking, when they're talking, their first words. Like, I stay in the community. And so there is an emotional attachment, not only to the family, but especially to the babies. And what I have found that I didn't necessarily set out to do, but I've really been a convener. A lot of times when the families decide to hire me, they may be the only person in their family that wants to go this route, that's, you know, into healthy eating. They want to try things naturally. They're interested in different types of parenting styles that they necessarily didn't have. So they end up being the oddball of their family. And so what has happened is since I'm the common denominator of these random families, I can say, hey, you know what, why don't you contact my other client because, you know, you all have children around the same age and maybe you could do a play date and maybe, you know, you guys could, you know, swap information. And then they say, oh, yeah, this pediatrician was, in favor of my parenting style, so, oh, let's swap information on that. So that's really been something that has really sort of created community and brought like-minded families together. And that's something Root Mama has provided that I didn't necessarily – that was not in my business plan, let's just say it like that. But it's just been a gift to the community that's come out of the work. And then in terms of supporting single moms, I work with a social work organization that I deal with all – kind of family backgrounds. I was helping women who were at a homeless shelter. I just think being dynamic and being flexible, being non-judgmental, being loving and really caring about people has allowed me to be successful at that because it is, you just, there's no sort of perfect family or the woman is married with this, that, and the third that happens. But I just see all kinds of different situations. I'll just put it like that.
I say kudos to you for being able to do that and in your work finding the ability to make the connection and certainly connect people and families and resources and things of that nature, because I think a lot of parenting, if you will, people don't realize, you know, we can want it. You can want to be a parent, but you don't know what a parent is until you're actually experiencing that. And I can only imagine what a mom, certainly a single mom, potentially goes through as part of that pregnancy process, as part of that from the day she gets noticed all the way up to having the child, that mental and emotional state and if she has limited support system and that whole, you know, the changing of the body, which has never done that before, and being able to understand and have someone beyond the doctor's walls to be able to stay there and support and educate and help them feel good about themselves along with being healthy in the process. I think it's amazing. I think it's probably one of the most fascinating type of professions that I've heard of in a long time. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
So Ms. Freya, tell our listeners how they can learn more about your services and what you do and how they can keep in contact with you.
Absolutely. We are all over social media, and the hub would be the website, which is www.rootmama.org, rootmama.org, where you can connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. We try to put out educational information on our Facebook page and on our YouTube channel where you can sort of benefit from some of the information. Sometimes when I tell people what I do, they're like, oh, you know, I'm done having kids, you know, no thanks, I'm not interested or whatever. And usually if I just ask them a question like, well, is anybody in your family pregnant? And oh, no, okay, well, is anybody at your job pregnant? And then usually after a few questions, they can answer me yes, because we're all connected. So I still think it's like it takes a village to raise a child, and it's all of our responsibility to ensure that we're welcoming children into the world in a positive and peaceful manner. It's always good to be able to make sure that the pregnant women just kind of keep an eye out for them to make sure that they're doing good. For the new moms, be vigilant about baby blues and postpartum depression. And if you have any concerns, if you see a mom struggling, be sure to have somebody to refer her to for some extra love and support. Also, I can be reached on the phone, 682-587-7668.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much for sharing all of your special gifts with us. And we just are amazed by all the things that you do to help mothers and their families as they're going through this special time in life. So thank you, Freya, for being on Power Coach Radio.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Well, Nick, it looks like we are coming close to the end of today's show.
We are. We are. It has been an awesome day, a great week, and I think it'll be a fabulous weekend.
Definitely so. Definitely. Well, guys, I want to remind you all about the Power Coach Moment segment that we do each and every week. Today was a very special end of the month Power Coach Moment segment where we were able to talk to multiple Power Coach Moment questions and take multiple questions. But every week we answer questions from our listening audience. So make sure you get those questions into us. You can reach us at powercoachradio@gmail.com and send us your questions that way. Also make sure that you check out Freya and all of the information that she has as it regards to healthy pregnancies and childbirth, because as she said, that we are a village. And when it comes to families and motherhood and all of that good stuff, it really does take the whole family to be involved in it. So check out her website, rootmama.org, and find out more information about her services. Nick, did you have anything else before we wrapped up today?
Nope, that's it. Very interesting profession. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to Power Coach Radio this week. We are excited, as always, to be with you. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here, same place, same time, next Friday. Bye-bye.
This has been another empowering episode of Power Coach Radio. Please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/powercoachradio. Nick and Venetia will be back again next week. Until then, remember, believe, discover, and prosper.